like I went ahead and made another podcast. I didn't think it was going to happen. I almost gave up. I just didn't think anybody would be interested, and I was about to give up, but I'm going to keep on making them mini. We just heard was, Bird is Broke, parentheses won't sing, whatever that means, from a band, Indian Jewelry, off their album, Free Gold, in quotes, with an exclamation mark. That was one of my, top albums for 2008. I think it really went under the radar there. So I usually want to make these podcasts a lot sooner, but I'm kind of late on this one today, so it's being posted more in the evening, and I apologize for that, but hopefully it won't happen again. I'm sorry, but I hope people start listening to these, because I think there's one person right now, and that person's me. It's very sad. Please send me questions, because I want to answer your questions so bad. But, you know, because that gives me something more interesting to talk about than just going, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm retarded. That gives me something to talk. It's like, what do they call that? Not brainstorming, but, something that gets something started. If you have an answer for what that's called. Icebreaker. Yeah, that's it. Never mind, don't give me an answer for that. I just figured it out. Unless there's a different variation. But, let's bring on some more tunes. Let's kick it up a snotch. Here's Feist with a remix by Boys Noize of My Moon, My Man.
I'm
Wow, what a great tune. If not a little sexist, don't you think? Don't really understand why a man, is synonymous with the moon. It's kind of mean, rude thing to say. I'm assuming like a moon face, something that mean people say to people with faces that are similar looking to the moon. Possibly this Feist character is in love with a man with a face similar to the moon, but if it's a crescent shape, which is the kind of image I get, that's interesting. Speaking of moons, that makes me also think of a moon over Miami, which is a weird named sandwich, but not a bad sandwich. And I was really, really into sandwiches this past weekend. Not just because it was Valentine's Day weekend, but because, for me, sandwich weekend. That's what it was. I was watching the recent film that just came out, released on DVD, W, about the letter W. And George W. Bush was in it as well, and just kept eating these big sandwiches and... forget all that happened this last 8 years, but that guy ate a lot of sandwiches, and I had to like rush out to the store and buy the ingredients for some sandwich making. My wife was like, "You gotta go now." And I was like, "I'm going. I'm gone." Picked up the keys and got some layers of lettuce, tomato, bacon, pickles. Everything was on there, even things that you've never heard of. But that's pretty much how exciting my weekends are. But let's get back to some more tunes. Here's the Shout Out Louds comeback. On this Monday, I mean, that's more rock than I anticipated, so probably just gonna have to simmer down, not do so much of that craziness, because it just might make, you know, you think it's gonna be such an awesome week because of that, and I apologize if it's not, but I really hope it is. So since nobody's sending me questions, like lots of important, thought-worthy questions that just make me, you know, pause for a second, make a fist, a really tight fist, and place it firmly on my forehead, and just be like, darn! You know, darn, I wish I knew the answer, but I don't. Next question. I thought I, will make up a question. I'll pretend that somebody sent me a question. This is from somebody named Sally in Vermont. Sally M. could stand for anything, but that's all I got. She says, from Vermont, she writes, are you really as sexy as you sound on this podcast? And the answer is no. I'm sexier than what I sound, which doesn't make a lot of sense. I mean, I'm coming around a hallway, people have never met me, like, ooh. But then I come out of the hallway and they're like, oh! And that's good stuff. That's the kind of stuff I bring. I'm gonna bring out two more songs here. I think I'm going to. I am. All right, keep on rocking, people. Let's not lose pace here.
まんま 発しそう。ずっと漂う街の気配、でも終わりは全然やってこないみたい。300円の傘の先端を地面に突き刺す。手ぶらで歩き出す。雨はもう降ってない。砂漠のどっか真ん中に、砂漠のどっか真ん中にいる感じ。割と意外なほどとても寂しい。揺れている道よりすり抜ける人混み、雨上がりの空は黄色い。
Well, that's pretty much the show. I hope you liked it as much as I did, which is, that means you didn't like it very much. And that's kind of rude. It's kind of like calling somebody Moonface. And I think we all learned a lesson about nice and not nice things. I think we did. And that in that case, I feel absolutely successful. Those last two songs, I did something really clever there. Neutral Milk Hotel, something for the indie, spelled I-N-D-I-E, not I-N-D-Y. I did that for those hipsters out there, something that is a crowd pleaser. And then I went in with the Zazen Boys, and I did something Japanese and subversive, something that's just like, oh, it's underground, right? I never heard that. That's cool. I'm a hipster. And that's, you're hooked now. I have you for life as a regular listener. But you've always been there for me, just like I will always be there for you. So until next time, let's try being nice, not calling people Moonface, huh? And I'm gonna leave with a real banging song by Deerhoof off the Apple O album. Here's Flower. Good night. Good luck. Signing out. This is Greg.